Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, welcome back, listeners, and we've been enjoying hearing from Dr. Don Sisk, many years of experience. And Dr. Sisk, I don't know if you even remember or not, but you came back in 1974, you were becoming Far East Director, when my wife and I were finishing college at Tennessee Temple, headed to Africa, but our best friend there was going to Japan. And that's when we met you for the first time. So that's been a few years ago.
That's great. I remember you going to a meeting with me up in the Chicago area.
Yeah. And then that day I had hair and I was a lot younger and a lot lighter. But I remember those days as well. Thank you.
They were great days.
Yeah.
Wonderful days.
Thank you for helping me and my family and other young families. Now tell us a little bit. You were Far East Director, I think I'm right, about 10 years?
10 years, yeah.
10 years. And there was growth in the Far East during that time.
Well, not only that, I got in so many mission conferences then. I mean, I was looking through an old book the other day, and even back in 75, 76, 77, I mean, you know, my schedule was filled. And I was taking missionaries with me, and not just to the Orient, but all kind of missionaries and so forth. And we had some wonderful, wonderful days. And I got to, every summer, Virginia and I would go to Japan. Mm-hmm. Then we would go to Korea. Then we would go to the Philippines. And eventually go to China and different places and so forth. And those were great days. And God did some great and marvelous things. And we'd go to those places for field conferences. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great blessings of field directors. And it was a good 10 years.
Sure.
And after I'd been there in that position 10 years, and every other year I'd go to Okinawa and relieve a missionary so he could come home for a few months. And that year when I went back to Japan, to Okinawa, Virginia and I had a great plan. And the plan was, we're going to sell our house in Chattanooga and buy a duplex and let some Tennessee Temple family live in one side, take care of us and so forth. Wouldn't charge them any rent and so forth. Then we were going to rent an apartment in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to spend half the year in Japan and half the year back in the States. And that was a wonderful plan.
Uh-huh.
But when I got back, and that was 1984, board member after board member after board member began to call and say, Brother Sisk, Brother Freeney is resigning. We believe you ought to be the next director. And that scared me to death.
Yeah. I remember those days, too. We were in Africa by then, but I remember those days when you were being asked to serve as the general director. So you went from Far East Field Director to the general director of the whole of BIMI.
Yeah. That was a scary time, too. I mean, you know, when I didn't know for sure that it was going to happen. But I went to the board meeting that night, and I had not even told Virginia about what all the board members were talking to me about, okay? And the only family in the family went to talk to me was, I talked to Tim about it. And of course, he was a seminary student at that time. He said, Dad, if God's in it, he'll give you the grace and what you need for it. Anyway, they voted unanimously for me to be the general director. And Pat Creed was staying in my home.
Mm-hmm.
He was a board member. We got home that night, and he said to Virginia, he said, well, we elected a new president and general director. And she said, well, who was it? And he said, it was Don. And she began to laugh. She thought he was joking. You know. Then he said, no, it's not a joke. He's the elected general director. And then she began to cry. We can't do that. I can't be like Miss Freeney. You know? On and on, you know. But we had so much to learn, Brother J.B.
Yeah.
But God was good to us, you know.
Yeah.
I remember meeting with all the field directors the next week. And I said to them, now, Brother Freeney had been the director from the time it began. It was his mission.
Yeah.
And he took care of everything. We were directors, but we weren't directing much. Okay. But I said, now, you're directors, okay?
We'll let you finish that story or continue on that story tomorrow when we come back.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.